Does that make sense? Do I sound crazy today? Maybe, probably, but that's okay. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown with the Cohere Collective, and today we are focusing on the fifth pillar of coherence, which is space that manifests as justice. This is an offered intention. It's an offered focus. It is something that I will use to guide my energy as we go into today's session. But of course, whatever else you may be working on or would like to call into today's session or use in conjunction with this other theme, please do so. Okay, to get us started, I am going to light some sage to cleanse this shared space and do a little tone setting. And it just smells good. I enjoy it. As I light this sage, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. As that breath deepens, call your awareness into your body. Where are you in space? What is supporting you? And how do you feel? If you notice any areas of tension, send the breath there, along with a little bit of love. And as you continue to breathe, continue to let these exhales extend a little longer than the inhale. And just allow yourself to be here in the present moment with yourself. This is the time to give yourself permission to be, to take back these next few minutes and allow them to be whatever you want or need them to be. Here in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in and keep expanding. Really, really take up space and exhale. And tune in to the collective. To all of the people that are here with us in this moment, across space, across time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. Slowly allow your breathing to return to its normal rhythm. And whenever you're ready, open your eyes. I am going to start shuffling our cards for today, and as I do so, I invite you to tune back into our theme today of space that manifests as justice, and anything else that you may have called into our session as well, call that back to mind right now. Okay. we got two cards again. Oh, interesting. Okay, these two cards are the Four of Swords in reverse. And the Four of Swords depicts a person laying down in an almost kind of casket, coffin-esque shape. It kind of looks like in old churches where you see the really beautiful, ornate mausoleums. That's the word I'm kind of looking for. It's not exactly the right word, but with the marbled statue on top, with one sword underneath, and then three swords hanging on a wall above with some stained glass. It definitely has some of that church imagery. And then our other card today is the Nine of Cups in reverse, which depicts a man, arms crossed, sitting in front of his nine cups in a protective yet proud position. These two cards, traditionally the Four of Swords is kind of a rest card. It's saying, you know, let your mind take a break, take a little nap. It's one of those cards that the traditional meaning just feels very straightforward. And to get it in reverse is this invitation to bring some energy, some fire to this today. The Nine of Cups traditionally is a card because cups, as we know, is the card of the emotions, of romance, of feeling, of relationships. The Nine of Cups is almost finding something that is precious to you and you're really proud of, therefore you want to protect it. It is both being so proud of this thing that you have, but also wanting to keep it under lock and key. Kind of how we see the crown jewels, right? That is the thing that everyone, when they go to London, wants to see the crown jewels and they show them off and it's this whole thing. But boy, are those precious. Boy, are they really protected too. Bells on that, about the protection. And I think the bells were I was confused about it at first, but I think it was, I had a thought that I chose not to say because it felt a little disparate, but now I'm like, actually, maybe it's related to our message today, so I'm going to share it with you. I recently took a trip to London, and my mom and I toured the Tower of London, and that's where the crown jewels are kept, and I was flabbergasted, astonished with the pride that everyone, at least that I interacted with. This, I don't, you know, Londoners aren't a monolith, but with the pride that these jewels were held and the language around which it was talked about. Our tour guide was talking about how this is the most giant, biggest diamond that was acquired from Africa. And I'm like, oh, acquired. Is that the word we're using to talk about this now? Acquired? That's interesting. I was more thinking stolen, oppressed, enslaved. And of course, like, as a white Westerner who is part of the tradition of settler colonialism, like, I am not trying to diminish any role that I have to play within all of this as well. And also paying to go see the crown jewels is perpetuating this. But it was just really fascinating to me to see the way in which there is still so much pride over traditions that have caused such pain. And knowing that our theme today is space and justice, when whoever went into these other countries and acquired these jewels, that is deeply violating someone else's space. That is entering into someone else's space and saying, oh, actually, I know you thought that this was your space, but it's mine now. And all of the cool things here are mine too. And I'm going to take them back and make them a symbol of my power. That doesn't feel like justice. That is the type of pride and protection that is deeply dangerous, because it is identifying something about you, something about your character, or something about a nation, something about a nation's character, with something that is material and that somehow gives you more power, that somehow grants you authority or dominion over someone else and their space. In our one-to-one life, there is nothing that makes you or me better or more powerful than anyone else. And there is nothing that gives anyone the right to step into someone else's space. And in order to combat that, it doesn't require rest. It requires attention, but it also requires ownership of the part that we play in it, right? Everyone exists within this kind of power dynamic, power struggle. And sure, there are certain things that we can't control, but we all get to choose how we show up in the world. We can't control how someone may react to us, and despite the best of intentions, still falling short and messing up. We can control wanting our identity and character to be based on making other people feel small or big, right? We can control wanting to show up in a space that creates more space for people, not less. We can control how our insecurities make us grasp at the small bit of space that we feel like is being taken away from us versus stepping into the confidence of knowing that our space is always our space and not needing to take away someone else's space to validate our own existence, our own space. I hope this makes sense. This was kind of as I'm talking about it, I'm realizing it's a little heady and ephemeral, but I do think it grounds into how we engage with others in the day-to-day. To move into our mantra, inspired by this theme of space that manifests as justice, our cards, the Four of Swords in reverse and the Nine of Cups in reverse, our mantra is going to be, in owning my space, I encourage others to do the same. And I want you to think about how this is both owning your space in the sense of stepping up to taking up space, if that's your growth edge, or taking a step back and not taking up too much space, if that's your growth edge. How in allowing and encouraging others to do the same. Here in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And on the exhale, we will repeat our mantra of, in owning my space, I encourage others to do the same. Okay. Whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra. In owning my space, I encourage others to do the same. For our practice today, I want you to bring space to power. We've all heard this idea of speak truth to power. Right? When there's something that feels untruthful or undemocratic about power, you speak truth to it. And I think that's a really beautiful intellectual and linguistic kind of way of tackling these issues. But there's also something so deeply embodied about justice work, about space, that needs to be a part of this equation too. That not only are you speaking truth to it, but you also are stepping back into where your space is, right? Bring space to power. And that when that power is taking up space that is not theirs, you, in taking up space that is yours, is in this other dimension speaking truth to power. Does that make sense? Do I sound crazy today? Maybe, probably, but that's okay. I think you know what I mean. Thank you for being here today. For listening to this message, despite it being a little different, a little maybe more inaccessible than normal. But I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please share it with someone else that you think would also enjoy it. And comment down below what color you characterize your space as. For those of you in the more spiritual leaning world, this is like your aura. What color do you think your aura is? For those of you that don't really like to use that language or worldview around it, When you think of the space you take up, what is that color? Not just your favorite color, but what color feels like you, feels like the one that you identify as? Again, thank you so very much for being here with me today, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, subscribe, follow, leave us a like, 5-star rating, a review, a comment, a share. Sprinkle some magic on the algorithm for me so that you can support me in doing this work, but also to hopefully allow other people who will resonate with this work find it and gain access to it. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.